Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of the heart. We've talked about the importance of our heart. We've talked about how evil can get in our heart, the effects of it. And we are now talking about the qualities in our heart that are acceptable to God. God wants us to have a pure heart. When we have a pure heart, we're going to see the Lord. We are to be meek and lowly in heart. That's a submissiveness. That's a yieldness unto the Lord. We should always maintain an honest and good heart. That's a heart that's right before God and a heart that is right before man. We're not going to have any unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment in our life. We're also going to have gladness and singleness of heart. That's what they had there, the disciples in Acts chapter 2. In serving the Lord, they had gladness and singleness of heart. Their eyes were upon the Lord. They were not double-minded or double-hearted. Instead, they were tuned in to what God wanted them to do. We also are to be a believer with all of our heart. Don't let doubt in your heart. Be a believer. Believe the Word of God. Believe what the Lord is doing in your life through the Word of God. And He's dealing with you and leading you and guiding you in the ways of the Lord. They also had purpose of heart to cleave to the Lord. You purpose in your heart in what you do. God wants you to be steadfast in heart. We saw that scripture in 1 Corinthians 7. Steadfastness of heart is important. And purpose in your heart to give to the Lord in everything you do. And when you give of your finances, you give not grudgingly or of necessity, we give willingly. And in everything you do, a singleness of heart, you do it as unto the Lord, doing the will of God from the heart. See, God is looking upon our heart. When we walk in line with the commandments of God, we love one another out of a pure heart. In fact, when we call upon the Lord, the Bible says we call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. See, God is looking on the heart. We've got to have a right heart. The Bible talks about in Hebrews 10:22 about drawing near with a true heart, sprinkled from an evil conscience. You see, this true heart is one that is right before the Lord. That's the way you're going to draw nigh to Him. Our heart is to be established with the grace of God. We are to love one another with a pure heart. And in doing so, you're going to purify your soul in obeying the truth of the Word of God. We also saw the scripture in Matthew 18 where we're supposed to forgive from the heart. If we don't forgive from the heart, we'll be turned over to the tormentors. Always maintain an attitude of forgiveness. And you are going to forgive not just going through the motions, not just because you think you ought to. You give from forgive from the heart. Now, why would we forgive from the heart if someone's done evil to us? Because God has commanded us to love one another. Learn to separate the sin from the person. You're going to hate the sin, and you realize it's the devil that's worked in that person to get them to sin. But you're going to love the person. God has commanded us to love them. We're not the judge. Remember, God says, judge not. He's the one who's the judge. Don't you place yourself in that position of judging one another by having unforgiveness or resentment or bitterness in your heart. We've got to have our heart right. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 3, we saw that scripture, that if we will increase in love one toward another and toward all men, we will establish our heart unblameable in holiness before the Lord. See, you are going to walk in the ways of the Lord, and you are going to establish your heart unblameable in holiness. We are to cleanse our heart as well. Cleanse our heart of all the evil. Purify your heart. Ye double-minded. James 4:8. If you have double-mindedness, it's going to affect your heart. Keep yourself single-minded upon the Lord. It is so important to keep your eyes upon Him. We also talked about sanctifying the Lord in our heart when we're ready to give an answer of the hope that's in us. When you have the Word in your heart and you're ready to speak forth what the Word says, you actually sanctify the Lord in your heart. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, we're going to look in the Old Testament today about qualities of heart and the heart that are acceptable to God. The Bible says we should seek the Lord with all of our heart. seek Him. So God's looking at your heart. Do you have a heart that seeks to know Him? Deuteronomy 5:29, He says, "Oh, that there were such a heart in them, that they would fear Me and keep all My commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." God's looking at your heart. He wants to see the fear of the Lord in your heart, and that your heart would be obedient. You keep all the commandments within your heart from a heart attitude that is right towards you, right towards the Lord. And what's going to happen? It's going to be well with you. And it says it'll be well with your children forever as well. Deuteronomy 6:5, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." God wants you to love Him with every part of your being, but it's got to be from the heart. Deuteronomy 10:12, and this is "Now, Israel, what does the Lord require of thee but to fear the Lord, to walk in His ways, to love Him, and to serve the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul?" Not only do we seek Him and love Him and have the fear of the Lord in our heart, but we serve Him with our heart. We just don't go through the motions. We serve Him from a heart that is excited about serving God. And I'll tell you, you'll have a zeal within you if you have a right heart attitude. You'll have a zeal to serve the Lord. You'll be serving Him, zealous for good works, as the Bible says. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, the Bible talks about not hardening your heart from the poor. If so, your heart would not be right. So we need to have a heart that is ready to give out to the poor. Well, otherwise, when we give out with an excited opportunity to give to the poor, to minister to their needs, do not harden your heart. In Joshua 24:23, he says that they were supposed to put away the strange gods that were among them and incline their heart unto the Lord. This shows that if you have any idols, that would be something in your heart that's not acceptable. If you put away all strange gods or idolatry, then your heart will be right. So a heart that is inclined to the Lord is one that's looking to the Lord as your total source in your life. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, he talks about raising up the faithful priest that is going to do what is according to his heart and in his mind. And then he says he's going to build you a sure house. This indicates the fact that we want to do the things that are in God's heart and in His mind. We're going to be faithful priests before Him. We are a holy priest and a royal priest before God. Do the things that God places in your heart. Don't do what you want. This is why you must deny yourself and walk in the ways of the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24, the Bible says, "Fear the Lord and serve Him with truth with all of your heart." Serve the Lord and fear Him. Have the fear of the Lord before God in your life. It's very important. 1 Kings chapter 9, here in verse 4, he says, "If you'll walk before Me as David walked, in integrity of heart." Here's the integrity of heart. God wants to see some integrity in your heart. "And in uprightness of heart, do according to all I've commanded them, and keep His statutes and His judgments. Then," he says, "I'll establish the throne of the kingdom upon Israel forever." Then he's going to see all these blessings come to pass. This indicates that if you will keep a right heart attitude, integrity of heart, uprightness of heart, then God's going to establish the rule and the reign of God in your life. Praise God. Over in 2 Chronicles, the Bible talks about chapter 19, verse 9, that we are to have the fear of the Lord before us, and we are to take heed and do things without any iniquity in our life. No iniquity in our heart. God wants our heart to be absolutely right before the Lord at all times. You know, there was one king, Jeroboam, and he was walking in sins. And the Bible says that his heart was not perfect before the Lord. Verse 3 of 1 Kings 15, he walked in all the sins of his father, which he did. His heart was not perfect with the Lord. If you continue in sin, your heart's not perfect. Therefore, if you are dealing with sin and overcoming sin, then your heart will be perfect with the Lord. God looks on a heart attitude that wants to walk in His ways. Now, if you have an area of sin in your life, and you are confessing that sin, and you're getting in the Word and turning away from that, repenting from that, then that shows a heart that is perfect before the Lord. And that's the attitude God wants you to have. But then we see that there was one Asa, and it talked about how his heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. Over in 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 14, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days, and he brought him the things that the father had dedicated. Here, he had a heart that was right before God. I tell you, God wants you to have a heart that's right. In fact, if you will have a heart that's right, God is going to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. When you have a perfect heart, you're going to be having the fear of the Lord. You're going to be doing things. You're going to be faithful to do what God has called you to do in your life. Praise God. Over in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, the Bible talks about in verse 27, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God when thou heardest his words against this place. Then what's it say? Then he was going to hold off that destruction that would come against him, because the heart was tender, and they had a humble heart. God is looking for you to have a tender heart, a humble heart, and that's a person who's going to hear the word of the Lord. You're going to be quick to repent, ready to walk in God's ways and do what the Lord tells you to do. I tell you, we need a heart that is yielded unto the Lord, because God is looking upon your heart. Over in Ezra chapter 7, speaking of Ezra, it said he had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Every one of us must prepare our heart not only to receive the word, and to seek the law of the Lord, but also to do it. Anytime you get in the Word, prepare to receive it as you hear it and to do it, to apply it in your life. You've got to be a hearer and a doer of the Word, otherwise you'll deceive yourself. Not only to hear and do it, but also even to come to the place of teaching it. He said that he was prepared to teach in Israel the statutes and the judgments. God wants you to get your heart ready to receive the Word, hear it, do it, and walk in the light of the Word of God in your life. You know, we've got to have a heart that's faithful. Remember Abram that God brought forth out of the Ur of the Chaldees? He gave him the name of Abraham because he found his heart faithful before him. A faithful heart. Are you faithful in doing the things that God's called you to do? Are you faithful in the Word? Are you faithful in the calling of God upon your life? Be faithful, and that again shows a quality of heart that is acceptable to the Lord. We're going to continue talking about a heart that's right before God in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.